MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins got bit by baseball's best hitter again yesterday in Los Angeles.
Dodger record is 5, last done by Max Muncy. And a breaking ball hit high in the air to center field. Move over, Max. That's a home run for Shohei Ohtani. Into the pavilion in left center. It's 1-0 Dodgers. And he's homered now in 5 straight games to tie a Dodger record. And he takes over the National League lead with his 37th long ball.
Twins radio with the call. Ohtani gets the homer. Then in the bottom of the ninth, the Twins intentionally walk him. In the end, it leads to their demise as the Dodgers walk off the Twins. 4-3 was the final.
It's not really much of a decision for me if there's a man on second base. But it's one of those very rare instances where, and they probably only come around, I said this to our coaches a second ago, probably only come around every 5 or 10 years where you're actually in that moment and situation where there's a decision that looks like that.
That's Twins manager Rocco Baldelli. The Twins are off today. The Vikings are not. Today is day number 2 of training camp in Eagan. Last year at this time, quarterback J.J. McCarthy was a rookie. This year?
I feel different just because, it's a different situation being year 2, knowing the offense a lot better than I did when I first came in here and knowing the guys and how they move and, you know, how they react to certain, you know, coaching points and just little, you know, things that go along with day-to-day, you know, practice and meetings. And, yeah, it's definitely a different feeling and a really good one.
The 3M Open is teed off in Blaine. Tony Finau is here, and we'll try to find some time to get some fishing in.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll be on the lake. You know, it's the land of 10,000 lakes, they say. And I guess apparently there's more than that, actually. But anyways, there's a lot of lakes to be had, and so I'll definitely be out fishing. Don't have the family here this week, but I guess I'll just be a lonely fisherman for the week.
The tournament starts today and runs through Sunday. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.